Hello, audio viewers, and welcome to another edition of Astronomy Boo. Today's word is constellations. Now, I'm sure most of you are at least familiar with the idea of a constellation. It's a pattern of stars in the sky. But astronomy is old, and perhaps the oldest science, and so it's almost certain to say that even the cavemen would have looked up to the sky and wondered exactly what it was that was going on. Back then, though, they couldn't read and they couldn't write. And so to tell each other about what they meant in the sky, they made up stories. In fact, they perhaps play the most gigantic game of dot-to-dot ever invented. They join the stars up into patterns or shapes called constellations. And today, as astronomers, we officially recognise 88 such constellations. Now, from any point on the Earth, you should probably be able to see roughly half of those constellations. The other half will be on the other side of the equator, the other hemisphere. And the reason you can't see them is because the Earth is literally in the way. Now, I often get asked, what's the point of a constellation? After all, take the constellation of Canis Minor, or the Little Dog, for example. Now, this celestial canine is made up of just two stars joined together by a single line. It's a very strange dog indeed. He doesn't really seem to have much of a head, tail, legs, or even that much of a body. And it's hard to argue that the constellations are sometimes a little bit silly or even ridiculous, but they are incredibly useful. Try pointing a star out to someone, and it's very hard. Up a bit, down a bit, left, right, the one over there. It's just not an easy thing to do. Imagine you're an astronomer, and you've just found something new and exciting in the sky, and you want another astronomer to check it out for you. Well, if you can tell them you're looking at the brightest star in Andromeda, for example, then they know exactly where you mean, and they can confirm your new discovery. So in short, the constellations may be daft at times, but they ain't half useful. Well, that's it for another Astronomy Boo for today. I'll be back again, hopefully tomorrow. Don't forget, you can always follow me on Twitter, @SkyPonderer.